In this segment, we bring in our Talking Trees host, John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, to talk about the sisu root problem. If you've heard his broadcast with us, you know it's a question we get from time to time. And John's actually spent some time in as an expert witness trying to help solve these problems for homeowners where it's interrupted the neighbor's property or grown over the wall or blown up sidewalks. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Given last night's storm, I'm surprised you even have time to talk to us today.
Well, I am in the middle of a little bit of planning right now. So, yeah, we are going out to try to help a few people get some trees off their house, off their driveway, and trying to get my crew out the yard right now as we speak.
Well, we won't delay you too long for that.
No, not at all. I was looking forward to chatting with you all this morning.
Well, tell us about the sisu. It's a beautiful tree until...
Well, it is a beautiful tree, and it seems like you can have a sisu tree in your yard if you have the room for it. If you have enough room to allow it to grow to its full mature height and spread, and not just the canopy, but also the roots. You know, a lot of trees have issues with, roots getting up under sidewalks and under driveways, and particularly block walls. You know, trees that are planted too close to our typical block walls, which only have a footing of about a foot deep. It's not like a building foundation, which goes down a couple of feet. Roots tend to get underneath those. And water from your neighbor's yard can saturate underneath that block wall. And as soon as it hits your tree's roots, then your trees follow the water across the wall into your neighbor's yard. And sisu trees, along with willow acacias, cottonwoods, other tree varieties, have a particularly aggressive root system. And they, where a normal tree would have some root encroachment problems and threats to those hardscapes, sisus and cottonwoods and a few others are especially aggressive rooting. That being said, the sisu stands alone among aggressive rooting trees. There are lots of aggressive rooting trees. We always recommend keep them away from hardscapes, give them adequate room for those roots to be able to grow, and you won't have, you might have some surface rooting, which will be a little, a trip hazard if you're they get up underneath the mower. Your mower is going to hit the tops of some of the roots on ash trees, for instance. They have a lot of surface rooting. But sisu roots have something that's very unique to them. When the tree is cut down, it sends a message. It's a really hormonal message. It's a chemical message. It sends a message to the roots to survive. And they have the unique capacity to be able to send up new trees from the roots that still remain in the soil. Whereas most trees, if you cut the tree down, the tree dies because there's no leaves above ground to photosynthesize to keep the tree alive. Many trees, if you cut the tree down at the stump, I'm sorry, I'm near an airport. I'm going to get where I out of this.
His offices are by the Deer Valley Air Park, and it sounds like he's getting his crews ready to go out on
the runway. So we have flights coming out all day long. Not, we should be much better now. But these sisu roots are amazing because the tree, once it's cut down, it sends this message that the tree should survive, and it has this amazing survival mechanism that allows the tree to send up roots or send up new trees from wherever there are roots. And if those roots extend 50 to 100 feet from the tree, if those roots go underneath your wall to your neighbor's house, then all of a sudden a forest, a literal forest of trees emerges. And now understand that this does not happen before the tree is cut down. The roots can sometimes send out, there might be the occasional sprout that will emerge from the roots from a standing tree, but it's only when the trees are removed that they present this threat to the landscape. And it's a really a serious concern, because once those trees are cut down, you have a management issue of trying to handle all of those sprouts.
And that can take a long time to kill off all those sprouts. It seems like
we have a protocol that we follow. As soon as we cut down a sissy stump, and this is true of cottonwoods and a few other tree varieties like your willow acacia and others, where we cut the stump down and we drill into the top of the stump and apply contact herbicide into the drilled holes in the around the sapwood ring, around the perimeter, the circumference of the cut stump. And that gives a certain amount of effective kill on the tree, but only to a certain radius from the tree. Typically, we get about a 10 or a 12-foot radius from the tree will be killed by the absorption of that contact herbicide into the system of the tree. But beyond 10 feet, if you have roots that grow, 30, 40 feet out into your lawn or, as I said, into the neighbor's yard, there will still be additional treatments required. We have to sometimes wait until we see the sprouts emerge. Then we go back in and do some excavation work, sometimes using our air spade, which is wonderful because we can use air pressure to less damage to the landscape. We can go in and actually excavate around those sprouts and find the roots below them.
By voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.